This Psychology Science Minute is brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Vanessa Melendez, Industrial Organizational Psychology Master's student. How can the military and law enforcement best interrogate to elicit true confessions? Which interrogation method more likely leads people to false confessions? Accusatory, threats, pain, sleep deprivation, or information gathering, establishing rapport and common goals, encouraging sharing information? A meta-analysis reviewed 12 experimental and 4 observational studies comparing methods where the truth was known. Results? Both accusatory and information-gathering interrogations elicited information, but information-gathering preserved more true confessions, reducing false confessions. The accusatory method increased both true and false confessions, and resulted in more misleading or already known information. Law enforcement, military, and other institutions. Science points to kind information-gathering methods as most effective in obtaining useful confessions from guilty suspects while protecting the innocent. Avoid threats and torture. Parents, refrain from yelling, angry accusations, threats of punishment. Instead, take your child aside, sit down, saying, "We are family, let's be honest so we can trust each other." Leaders, do not persuade yourself that sadistic methods will elicit useful information. We humans respond best to kindness. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Vanessa Melendez.